You're used to it by now, aren't you?
It's snowing here. No one knows how to drive in it, though. Our PR staff had to sleep overnight in the office here. Not even kidding. I'm staring at the blankets right now.
No fender benders from any of your teammates or anything?
What's that?
No fender benders from any of your teammates getting to practice today?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, DJ Hackett, who played at Colorado, ironically, he's the one guy that got in an accident, had to get bailed out. Seneca Wallace had to go pick him and his wife up and his dad. You know, disappointing. You know, the Buffalo, the one of two Buffaloes on our team, I think.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
You would think he'd know.
I know. I think he's from Southern California, so maybe that's why.
So I would guess the mood's pretty good there after the performance on Monday?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's obviously better when you win than when you lose, and it's, you know, kind of a tough week, though, because it's a shorter week, and then we got to go to Denver to play, and they're a great team, and it's a tough place to play. And, you know, you lose that day. You lose that day to rest up and heal up, but you know, it's a short week that way, and we just got to fight through the snow here and you know, all the cars parked on the side of the road, the abandoned cars, and get to work, try to stay focused, and get ready for a tough game.
What do you remember about your first game starting as a rookie?
Well, I never started a game as a rookie. As a rookie, I was in Green Bay, so Brett Favre was the quarterback, but my first chance to start a game that wasn't a preseason game wasn't until my fourth year.
What was the most difficult part of that preparation, if you remember?
I think all the extra stuff. You know, you got obviously a lot more commitments and talking to the media and doing interview requests. The PR department here didn't really help me out. My first year, they had me doing every single interview. The marketing department wanted to use you and trying to sell season tickets. And your family and friends, they think they're helping by calling you and wishing you good luck, but then you just feel obligated to call them back or talk on the phone. And really, the times when I played better is when the guy I was backing up just got hurt early. You know, I had no idea that I was going to play. I prepared as if I was going to play, but no one knew I was going to play, and then I just went in, and it was just all about football. So sometimes the distraction of, you know, all the hype that surrounds your first start is tougher than playing the game.
Was there anything football-wise that was difficult? I mean, aside from the media stuff,
I just think the focus. You know, if you can keep your focus on football, your chances of success are so much greater. But when you're thinking about other stuff or spending time or energy on other stuff, it's just a pain. It's just unnecessary stress.
What do you make of Sean's performance Monday?
He played great. You know, it's nice to have him back, and I think our offense is starting to get in our groove again. We lost our groove for a little bit, but I think we're starting to play together and, you know, get to know each other. I think also we've got some new faces, and our coaching staff is starting to understand even better what guys do well and what guys don't do well, and helping putting us in good positions and stuff like that. So I think just in general, our team chemistry, top to bottom, is pretty good right now. We're communicating well, and I think it's just a good feeling at the building right now.
Matt, from a quarterback's point of view, what is your impressions on the switch here in Denver at quarterback?
Well, I haven't really been following it, so I don't really know exactly, but. You guys are stacked at with both guys. You know, a lot of teams around the league would love to have either guy. So, it's a situation. I can remember going to play against Denver once in my career when we had Ricky Waters as our tailback and we had Sean Alexander as a younger guy. I mean, they're both great players. Ricky Waters is one of the best players I've ever been around. And Sean Alexander is obviously a great player, too. I mean, we kind of played both guys, and I think that was the last time we played both guys, and Coach Holmgren just decided to go with one guy after that. But it's just a decision, you know. They're both really good players, and, you know, just depends on which one you want to use.
We played Pittsburgh earlier in the year, and the term Super Bowl hangover came up, and obviously Pittsburgh's record's not quite as good as yours. How do you think you guys have navigated that minefield, especially with all the injuries?
Well, it hasn't been easy, but that was probably the number one question we had to answer this offseason is, the loser of the Super Bowl doesn't make the playoffs the next year. You know, how guys going to handle that? You know, the last 5 years, the loser of the Super Bowl, you know, doesn't make the playoffs. You know, what do you guys think? Are you going to make the playoffs? And I think a couple things. Number one, you know, we just kept our heads high after the Super Bowl. We didn't sulk or anything like that. And then we also realized that, you know, what got us there, and that was hard work and a lot of effort and a lot of preparation and staying together as a team. And then on the injury front, you know, you just got to do the best you can with the injuries are going to happen. And they've obviously happened to us this year. They happened to us last year. But guys just got to step up and play well. Your backups have to be prepared, and they have to play well. And that's what happened for us last year. And you know, that's what's happening to us this year to some extent. You know, we've had some guys step in and perform in our starters' absence, and it's helped us.
Do you feel like you've hit your stride yet with your coming off your injury?
Well, I feel really encouraged after last week. You know, going into the game, I was not really sure how my knee would respond. There was a lot of scar tissue in there and stuff, and I think playing in the game helped, you know, get rid of some of that scar tissue, and now I feel great. You know, my knee feels great, and I feel like I can run a lot better and hopefully look more like myself. But yeah, it's one of those things, a very common injury, and I, you know, a lot of guys on my team have had the same injury, so you know, taking their advice and kind of leaning on their experiences has helped me as well.
Matt, where's Champ Bailey rank among your cornerbacks you've played against and watched film on and all that?
Well, he's probably the best dressed. I'll start there, but he's at least top two, no doubt. I mean, he'll get my Pro Bowl vote. Well, I guess I don't get to vote for the AFC, so but I would vote for him. I always do. I mean, I've thrown him interceptions in my career. Who hasn't? He's a great player, great cover guy, just a very, very talented guy. We got some players from Georgia on our team. They're already bragging about him, and you know, why would you do that? We're getting ready to play these guys. But he's just one of those guys that no matter who you talk to, I think they would say he's a great cover guy.
You said top two. Who's the other one?
That's a good question. I'm gonna hold off on that one. We'll say Durant.
Matt, just so you're clear, it's going to be Cutler starting, not Jake in this game. I mean, kind of going back to your rookie year, 11th game, could you imagine going in and performing well at that point?
Well, I couldn't, but I wasn't as good as Cutler is. I mean, he's a guy who's drafted in the first round. The Broncos obviously feel like he was who was worthy of trading up to get, and a guy that's ready to play. And, you know, no one felt that way about me when I was coming out of college. I wasn't invited to the combine. You know. I mean, totally different set of circumstances. So, you know, if they feel he's ready, he's probably ready. But I don't know. That wasn't my experience.
You're not still bitter about not being invited to the combine, are you?
No, I'm trying to let it go. I'm using it as a positive right now. Because a lot of my teammates are in the same boat. We got this special bond that can never be broken. The guys, the day one guys, you know, rounds one, two, and three, they would just never understand.
Matt, on that issue, knowing what you know now about the position of starting quarterback in the NFL, when you look at the one way to do it, the way you did it, the way Tony Romo did it, a bunch of people having time to sit and watch and learn versus going in right away the way Marino and others have, do you have any general reflections on which is the better way to go?
I mean, obviously, I'd love to go in and play right away. I think every quarterback would say that. For me, I'm not sure that wouldn't have worked. I know it wouldn't have worked. The thing that helped me the most, I think, was when you're a backup quarterback, you're kind of in a supportive role, and you're trying to support the starter. You're trying to help the starter in whatever way you can. And in that regard, you're really trying to help the coaching staff. And in the first 3 years of my career, that was my deal. I was like an assistant coach, and I developed a great relationship with my quarterback coach, the coordinator, the head coach, no matter who it was. And when you start spending a lot of time with coaches, you start understanding what they're looking for, you know, why it's important to do things their way, and those kinds of things. And then even here, when I got benched after my first year, Trent Dilfer was starting, you know, again, I'm spending a lot of time with the coaching staff, listening to the coaching staff, listening to how they're talking to the starter, and getting a feel for what they're looking for. And then I think when you go in and you play, you know, that's the job of the quarterback, is to think like the play caller, think like the coach, your job is to be the coach on the field, and you know, I guess having that kind of relationship with the coaching staff allows you to do that, or helps you to do that better. And so, you know, sitting around and waiting for a little while, like I did, or Tony Romo did, or even Chad Pennington, Brady, guys like that, Bulger, I think it gives you a different perspective than a guy that's, you know, the starter from day one that says, hey, it's your team, go make some mistakes and learn on the fly.